This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Station 169, Cortez Island of the BC Ambulance, has a community paramedic here in Cortez Island named Tamara McPhail. I sat down with Tamara to find out what's going on the island with community outreach and education. Hi, Tamara. Tell me about your role.
Hi, Lonnie. So my role as the community paramedic here on Cortez is to connect with different people around education, chronic health conditions, and community needs. In the last little while, I started going to the Cortez Island Farmers Market at Manson's Hall. And just as an introduction to introduce people to myself in the new role that I have taken on as the community paramedic. And I brought some naloxone kits along with me. And I had so many people excited about A, learning the skill, B, learning how to use the kits that they already have, and C, just more information about what would happen if they came upon somebody that having a drug overdose and what that would look like. So I was surprised at the community response to it. And excited that we had a tool that we could share with the community. I think that there are a lot of different things happening out in the world, and the drugs that sometimes people get a hold of may be laced with something that they didn't realize it was laced with. So having naloxone kits available and accessible and the education around how to utilize them is pretty important. So it's been pretty amazing to see the excitement around learning how to utilize this tool. If that makes sense. Yeah,
totally. So if people want to get a hold of naloxone kits and get information on how to use them, how can they reach you?
Yeah, so there seems to be an awful lot of momentum behind having accessible harm reduction kits and other things on the island. Isabel Lapointe from the Cortez Health Center has been a driving factor of this, so I'm just jumping in and providing some education. So you can get those kits at the They've had them outside of the Cortez Island Health Center. And now there's three different locations that you can go and grab a kit from. One being the Squirrel Cove store, Gorge Hall. And the third one is at Manson's Hall. So there's three different locations. And in terms of education, most Fridays that I'm on shift, I'm going to try to be at the farmer's market with a table set up so people can just drop by and look for the community paramedic table. I'll probably be wearing a very bright colored shirt. The ambulance or the community paramedic vehicle will be close by, so you can just look for that and just come on by. And it takes about five minutes to talk through the sort of what you would expect to see if somebody was having a drug overdose. And then you get to do some hands-on, like cracking a vial and actually pulling the medication up in a syringe, which feels really scary, but it's also, once you do it a few times, it's quite empowering. And I feel like it's better to have the skill and not need it than need the skill and not have it. While a lot of people have those naloxone kits, a lot of people don't actually, they haven't had the chance to get that finger, that muscle memory of what to do with it. So we just talk about how to do that safely, because the chances are in an emergency, you're going to be shaky, it's scary. So we've been just talking about how to open things and how to place them so that you're not poking yourself or cutting your finger because the vials are made out of glass, and just also which part of the body to inject the syringe into, and just some of the things that you would see leading up to giving somebody that injection and then afterwards. So you can reach out to me directly and we can organize a workshop. And again, that can be a couple of hours, it can be an hour, it can be 15 minutes, whatever people have the time for. The more people that attend, the longer it takes. But yeah, it's hands-on, it's informative, and it doesn't actually take that much time.
Just to clarify, the Friday market is at Manson's Hall.
Yep.
And it starts at noon.
Yeah, noon till 3. Yeah.
Do the naloxone kits expire?
Yes, they do. They absolutely do expire. So the expiration date is written right on there. That said, if that's all you have is an expired kit, it's better than nothing. But now with there being a lot more kits out there, we're collecting all the expired kits and we're trading them with kits that have not expired. So ideally, everybody should take out their kit and look for the expiry date. If it's expired, contact the health center because they're doing a great exchange program. If you see me at one of the markets, bring your kit in and I'll give you a fresh kit. And then we'll take those old kits back and it's the medication that expires. So you definitely want to try to have your kit up to date.
How many years does it last?
The new kits that have just come out are good until 2024. So it's a good couple of years. But I think there was probably when Kim did that harm reduction, maybe 2019, a lot of those kits have just expired in April. So yeah, now's the time to check your kit and come and grab a fresh kit from us. I do know what a drug overdose looks like. And so maybe it's not about what drug they're taking, but what that drug's been laced with that's going to cause the effect that's going to need the naloxone. So even if it is a stimulant, often if that stimulant is laced with a fentanyl or a fentanyl type drug, then it can have that cause that the body is going to need a little bit of support to get out of. So a typical drug overdose that naloxone's going to work on would be somebody that is breathing really slow, does have blue lips, potentially blue fingernails, depending on how far along in the drug overdose they are in. So a lot of times they may have a gurgling sound coming out of their throat. Like, it's quite a scary scene. They may not be able to protect their airway. They may be in a compromised position. So what's so great is on the naloxone kit, it's got a great acronym in it. So it's got great instructions right in the kit when you open it up. So there's this awesome little acronym called SAVE ME. So if you can think about that as you're opening up your kit and getting everything ready. So the main thing to do is put them in a position that they can protect their airway. And that's often in the recovery position. So sometimes, depending on what drug they've taken, they may have thrown up, they may be choking on their vomit. So getting them a position so that they protect their airway. So on their side is a really good one, with their arm up and their face down, like obviously not down into the ground, but down so that anything coming out of their mouth is going to fall to the ground, not into the back of their throat. And then the S is stimulate. So you want to try to get them to wake up. Oftentimes they'll be groggy. They may not keep their eyes open. They'll look like they're in a good deep sleep. So at that point, inside of the kit is a really good face mask, and that's the airway part. So while the naloxone is going to kick the fentanyl or fentanyl type receptors, fentanyl off of those receptors that's telling the body to breathe, breathing on behalf of the person is actually going to do more good. So that's the A in the SAVE ME. And then the ventilate is actually breathing for them. And then you're going to see, how are they doing? Sometimes just a couple of breaths is enough to get them a little bit more alert. But again, depending on how much of the drug they've taken, they may need to have a little bit more. And then the ME is the medication, and that's, each of these naloxone kits has three little vials. So you can give them three doses of medication, and you can give them vial every 3 to 5 minutes. So chances are, with the first vial that you get ready and inject, by the time you've done that, you can start working on the second one, because it does seem to take a little bit of time to get everything organized. And it's better to have that second vial ready and not need it than need it and not have it. You've got three doses you can give every 3 to 5 minutes, and you've got them in a good position so that they're not choking on any fluids that are coming out of their mouth, and you're just evaluating them. Ideally, you've got somebody helping you. They're calling 911. Like, even if they do start to come out of that drug overdose, naloxone only lasts for a certain amount of time, and so people can go back into another overdose. Oftentimes they'll be like, no, I'm fine, but you definitely would need to have a health professional check that out to make sure that is actually the case. Yeah, because the drugs seem to be getting stronger. And even with some of the naloxone, they're needing to give more and more, just because the drugs are increasing in strength, and the medication that we have is only a certain strength. But as a paramedic, we can actually start an IV and give people naloxone through that IV, which can interact a lot quicker with the body than when you're doing an intramuscular injection, if that makes sense.
So calling 911, very important. Because even if the naloxone is going to help this person, there's still a full follow-up recovery and possibly more medication needed too.
Totally. And I've told people in some of the training, because they're like, how the sequencing of it all, right? So you find somebody. What if you're by yourself? How do you respond to it? So most people nowadays are carrying a cell phone, and if you can hit 911 and hit speaker, they're going to help walk you through what you need to do. And that just having that reassuring voice on the other side of a phone is really empowering. And at that point, they're going to start activating the emergency response. So depending on what time of the day it is and where the person is located, it takes a little while for help to get there. So getting that going as soon as possible is really important. Yeah, if you're by yourself, you're going to want to make sure that they're protecting their airway to start with. Call 911 and then carry on through the rest of the Save Me acronym steps that are located in the naloxone kit. But if you've got two people then or more people, usually you'll come upon a scene and there's usually some people around that can help. Cortez, there's usually people around in the summertime that you can just grab and be like, I need some help. And then you can get yourself organized, get somebody pulling up the medication and pull out the face mask, which is so great because it's a two-way valve face mask. So you don't have to worry about getting sick from somebody else, that you're protected while you're using the gear. There's a pair of gloves in there to put on your hands. There's alcohol swabs if you can get to a piece of skin on their arm or on their thigh. So while it's also got the medication, it's got some things to help keep you safe as well.
It seems like they've bulked up this kit since the ones I got 3 years ago.
Yeah, they're really well put together. And I love the little diagram in here too, because, you know, you just might not remember the steps. So take a look, because you open it up and then you can also just put everything back into the kit. All the broken vials of medication and the syringes. The cool thing about the syringes that they have now is they're called a vanish point. So once you've given the injection, the syringe, the needle part actually goes back into the plastic. So it's pretty safe. And you have one syringe for each vial of medication.
Very helpful. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And if like employers wanted to set up a workshop, that's one of the options. Totally. With the workshop thing is it could be for business or a large household or...
Yeah. Everybody's been asking like, can I carry it in my car? And I'm like, that's probably where you're going to need it the most. Except for different places that do have a lot of people coming and going, and then they keep them with their first aid kits. So yeah, like I said, the more people that have them, the better it is. And they've got these handy little clips so you could actually clip them on something. And there's some great, usually at the farmer's market, or I've also set up at the Cortez Natural Food Co-op, I have printouts of the steps, like the larger, the sort of Save Me acronym. And I've often said, just put this up where you've got your naloxone kit or have it close by so that the information is there. And it's part of your first aid kit. Here's where if you cut yourself with a Band-Aid, if you come upon a drug overdose, cut yourself and need a Band-Aid, or if you happen upon a drug overdose, it's all right there. Yeah, so definitely businesses, large groups. I'm content to talk with anybody about it. And if it's like a come by the station on a day when I'm there, I can come down and do a quick demonstration. So it's about getting as many people educated as possible. And the youth have been really excited to have this. In the summertime, there's a lot more people coming to the island and they don't know what people have taken or what they are taking. Having this kit and the information on how to use it, it's empowering for them, because the worst case scenario is coming upon somebody and you have no idea how to help them. And something as simple as putting them into the right position and breathing, giving them a couple of breaths and getting the medication into their system. Those are life-saving tools. The more people that know it, the safer we are. So it's about building resiliency within our island as well. So that's been really great. A lot of the youth. And then a lot of the young kids are just excited to try out the syringes too. Like we've got these, I just roll up soaker pads and tape them and pretend that those are arms. So the young kids have also been like sampling how to use the syringes. Again, who knows out there on that Smelt Bay at sunset what a young person's going to come upon. Again, they can have some skills on how to assist with the situation as well. It's been interesting. I went to Avia, which is a harm reduction center in Campbell River, and they are amazing. They have set up a system. I think they're in Campbell River and Courtney and Victoria. I think there's three of them left, and they're just open door training everybody and a total ally. So they are worth connecting with if you are interested in more information.
If you would like to contact Cortez Island's local community paramedic, Tamara McPhail, you can reach her at 250-203-8107 or email at tamara.mcphail@bcehs.ca. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.